You meet up in Heichel, you meet up the Mizbeach. The Tanya, we learned like this. Shulchan Betzofen. The Shulchan is on the north side of the Mizbeach, of the Heichel. Moshach min HaKoysel Shtayamis. Away from the Tzofen wall, the north wall, two Amis in. Two Amis Umachza. U Menorah, the Menorah is on the opposite side, the Dorim on the south side. Meshulchan min HaKoysel Shtayamis Umachza. It was also away from the south wall, 2.5 Amis. Mizbeach, where was the Mizbeach Afnim? Memutza the Oymed Biyemza. It was mamish right smack in the middle of the Heichel, in between the Shulchan and the Menorah. Abul Moshech Kal Pechutz Kimo. It was a little bit facing towards outside. Outside means towards like the Azara. So Mela, when the Kohen first came into the Heichel, the first thing he bumped into was the Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach was a little bit outside than the Menorah. Not outside Heichel, just facing more towards the front. So therefore, first he met the Mizbeach. For the Gemara of the Nukma V'Yadayim, how do you know to do this? Why didn't they put the Mizbeach Mamish straight smack in between the Menorah and the Shulchan? Have the Gemara Kivu Nechsir, since the Pasuk says, V'yes HaMenorah, Neichach HaShulchan, that the Menorah should be opposite the Shulchan. In other words, Bina Dechazi Yadodi, we need it that the Menorah should be seeing the Shulchan. Now if the Mizbeach would be right smack in the middle, the Menorah cannot see the Shulchan. Therefore, the Mizbeach was a little bit in front, moved up a little bit. They on the back, on the other side, the Shulchan and the Menorah was opposite one of the other. They could see one the other. Rashi says, V'chi ayel lehechol lemizbeach pagab resha. Kodim shegiyah lemenorah. Sha mizbeach moshakab b'mizrachima. The Mizbeach was a little bit more towards Mizrach. Why not? Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding the Lama Gimel on the base. So this Gemara said a riot from Rosh Lakish, that then was a Mavirin ala Mitzvahs. Therefore, the Menorah, therefore the first they did the Mizbeach, because they met the Mizbeach first. Yeah, that's what Mizbeach HaPnimi says, the Bish Mizbeach HaPnimi came Kodim Le'atovas Chomashneris. Why did it come before? Because we met first the Mizbeach before you met the Menorah. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rova, Shemamina min Rosh Lakish, we hear from Rosh Lakish that Ivurei Doro Atutfosa Osa. You're not allowed to, like, leave over. Doro means the Tfilin Shoyad. You can't overlook the Tfilin Shoyad to go to put on Atutfosam, to put on a Tfilin Shorosh. That's Osa. That's what Rashi learns. Because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Because a person, before you get to the head, you get to your hands. So therefore, first you have to put on your Tfilin Shoyad, and then you go to put on a Tfilin Shorosh. That's what Rashi learns. So Rashi, Midrash Lakish Yom Eim Avrin Ala Mitzvahs, Avurei Dor Atafoso, Liachat Tfilin Shebez Roya. You can't like push off to put on a tefillin on your hand, Vishvil Tfilin Sharosh, in order to first put on a tefillin Sharosh, is also. To Abiz Roya Pogat Chila, because the person meets his hand first, therefore first you have to put on Tfilin Shoyad, and then you put on Tfilin Sharosh. So Gemara says, Heichi, Hechi Yovit, how are you supposed to do it? Midoro l'tzfosa. From the Doro, from the Tfilin Shel Yad, then you go to Tfilin Shel Rosh. In other words, like we do. First you put on Tfilin Shel Yad, then you go to Tfilin Shel Rosh. Like Rashi says, Minazroya Yovit el Rosh. From your hands, then you go to your head. As you niach shebezroya tchilo, first put on the Tfilin Shel Yad, v'yachakach yiniach shel Rosh. And then you put on the Tfilin Shel Rosh. So Tais doesn't like this pshat, but Tais says, Tais has kash v'kosha l'prushin. The Ma'irim with the Rosh Lakish, Tevlim with the Yom Perak Kaima Kaima Trabam, Kishu Maniach Niach Shah Yadakash Shah Rosh, Tirsiv, the Gemara in Menachis, Dashin this from a Posik. The Posik says, Ukshartem, Lyoisal Yodecho, Vohoda Vohoy Lutetop is Benenecho. So it's an Exeris Akostiv, that first you have to put on Tfilin Shah Yad, and then you put on Tfilin Shah Rosh. So how could Rashi learn this is what Rosh Lakish is telling us? Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, it's not this Klal, here it's Exeris Akostiv. Therefore, Tais learned Pshat, Tvash Ben Atam, B'Shem Rav Haigoin, the Ayri B'Shor Shecholot Tfilin. Somehow, when you take off your Tfilin, O Manichin V'Tik, and you put your two Tfilin away in the Zekel, you put away in the bag that you put your Tfilin. Shla Yadr Oysen Shel Yad, V'Yitna V'Tik Tchilo. You should not first put the Tfilin Shel Yad in the Zekel.
V'yachakach sharosh l'mala. And then you put your tefillin sharosh on top of that. Why? Dimkein, you have to be afraid. Kishiyov v'laniach, tomorrow morning, when you come to put on your tefillin, yifkeva sharosh tchila. You know what you're going to meet up first? You'll meet up with tefillin sharosh. V'yitzdorach lahavir ala mitzvahs. And halacha is, you can't put on tefillin sharosh before you put on tefillin shayad. So you're going to have to like overlook this tefillin sharosh to get the tefillin shayad, and you're not allowed to do that. Mishum de shayad, yesh lo niach tchila, can appreciate. Lo fikach tzorach lo niach betik sharosh tchila, v'yachakach shayad lamala. That's halacha like this. When you put your tefillin away, you have to make sure that first your tefillin sharosh goes inside, and the one more towards the outside should be the tefillin shayad. G'day that tomorrow morning, when you go to take your tefillin, you'll meet up with the tefillin shayad first, you put that on first, and then you put on sharosh. Rabbeinu Eliyahu Zal Tais and Meporash, another pshat, also l'alocho, linyan mishmo sharvi, about touching your tefillin. D'chai yivod l'mashmash mit tefillin kol shom, kavachoy me mitzitz. V'ashto koma de b'shayad m'mashmash tchila. When you go to touch your tefillin to kiss them, you're supposed to first put your hands on the tefillin shayad, and then go to touch your tefillin sharosh. For the same reason, aim avir and alamitzis. Because when your hand comes up, first it passes by the yad, and then it gets to the head. Mishum the poga bavaresha. V'yachakach mamashmash v'shal rosh. So these two pshot were brought down l'alocha. No vayta. Now vayta, what did Abayi say? Another say there was, v'hatovas chomash neiros was koidil madam atomit. Heis the atovas of the chomash neiros fixing up, cleaning off the first five neiros came before the korban atomid, before the shchift and the zrikas adam. Then the dam atomid koydim le'atovah shtei neiros. It's in between they did the korban atomid, the dam, and then they finished off the last two neiros for the menorah. For the more my timer, what's the svara? Why do we say that the first comes the chamishas hatovas chamish neiros, and then the dam atomid? Amar Abaya, ha'hu ba'boike, the shnei gziri yetzim. Really, the Pasuk in Psalm says, by the Pashas of Shnei Gzir Eitzim, it says two times, it says the word Baboike Baboike. Really, we don't need it. Because we learned out before a different reason why the Shnei Gzir Eitzim comes before. Not because it says Baboike Baboike, but for other reasons. We said since the Hechsher, since it's a Hechsher for the Marocham, therefore the Shnei Gzir Eitzim comes before the Dishim Mizbech HaPanimi. So without the Pasuk of Baboike Baboike, we know that the Shnei Gzir Eitzim comes before the Dishim Mizbech HaPanimi. So the Torah really did not have to say Baboike Baboike. The Lo Tzricha. Therefore, Shadin Ulhocha. Let's put these two extra words, Baboike Baboike, to what it says about the Neiros. That what? Chodo Shad Yilatovas Neiros. One Boiker put to the Pasha of B made to the Neiros. Whereas in Pasha Shemois Lamed, that's where it says the Pasha of Hatovas HaNeiros, it says Baboike Baboike Betibus HaNeiros. It says two times Baboike there. So now we're putting a third boiker onto that Tavos Chomesh Neiros. So, Chad Shadayim LaTavos Chomesh Neiros, the Lekad Miladam Atomid, that the Chomesh Neiros comes before you bring the Korban Atomid. Because the Korban Atomid so far only has one boiker, and you just put now, the Tavos Neiros has two boikers. And Shemais Lamed, there it says two times, Baboike Baboike. And now we're putting a third Baboike Baboike, a third one onto that Tavos Neiros. So that Tavos Neiros for sure comes before the Dam Atomid. Now, V'chad Shagel Dam Atomid, now the extra boiker that it says in the Pashas of Shnei Gzir Eitzim, in Sav, we're going to put that by the Korban Atomid. So what? Now it blinds if it says two times the word Baboiker by the Korban Atomid. What's the difference? The Nekad Me La Tavos Shnei Neiros, that it should come before the Atavos of the Shnei Neiros. So what? Chad. So it's something like this. Chad Shad Yilatovas Chomesh Neiros. One Baboiker from Parshat Sav, from the Gziratim, we put on to the Parshas of Shemois about the Chomesh Neiros. The Lekad Miladam Atomit, that it comes before. Why? Tohocha Tloso, Vocha Trey. Because in the Parshas of Atovas and Neiros, it says already Baboiker, Baboiker. It says two times. And now we're putting the third Baboiker from the Parshat of Gziratim to the Parshat Hatovas Chomesh Neiros. Therefore, they have three, they come first. The Chad Shad Ladam Atomid, the Nekad Yilatovas Shnei Neiros. Now, one Baboiker from the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, we're putting on to the Korban Atomid. Even though the Korban Atomid only says one time Baboiker, but now we have a second time Baboiker. What's the difference that it has two times? That Af Agav the Hochach Rei, as if to say that that matomet has two times baboikir. The hatovas shteineris also has two times baboikir baboikir. He's only putting the third baboikir by the first hatovas and neris, by the hatovas of the five neris. That has five, that has three, so that for sure comes first. Now the question is, the dam hatomid, the korban hatomid, and the hatovas shteineris, they both have two baboikir baboikis. So how do we know to say the dam hatomid comes before the hatovas shteineris? Something more says, Afagav the Hochatrain. For Yochatrain, even though both of them have two. There's two Baboika Baboika for the Dama Tomid. There's two Baboika Baboika for their Shteinerois. How do we know which one comes first? The more says, Mechaparodif. It's a swear that the Korban, not Tomid, which is coming to be Mechaparim, that comes first. So therefore, after the Atovas Chomish Neiros, we do the Korban Atomid, the Shchit and the Zrikam, and then we go to finish off the last two Neiros. The Rashi says, Baboike, baboike, the shnei gzirin. The light tzarek, we don't need it. The omron, machshir odif. We said already before that the machshir is odif. That's why the shnei gziretim comes before the dishim is der hapnimi. So even without the words baboike, baboike, we know shnei gziretim comes first. Because it's a machshir. It makes the marocha able to be burning, to use it, or to bring the coals in for the keteris. So that's as far as that comes first. So the word baboike, baboike is extra. If you don't need these words here, put it for another parsha. So it comes out to hochat loss of ochatrei, hochat loss of atovus neiros ktiv ba'aboike ba'aboike. Why the shadinu aleichad hot losa? Now we're adding one more. It comes out to be three. Ovatomik ktiv esakeves ve'echotasa ba'aboike. It only says one time. Why the shadinu aleichad yomachad shadal ledam atomid? We're adding one more, as if to say now we have two for the dam atomid. Now, afagav do'achatrei v'achatrei, hani mechapri, sho'ei lo mechaperis al esei, v'yaloi sasei shenitl gasei, the kama b'pirkin. So even though the fixing up of the last two neiros and the dam atomid both have two baboike baboikes, so it says, how do you know which one comes first? That the Gemara says, it's a svaron, the mechaper comes first. Since the korban atomid is being mechaper, that comes before the atobus of the last neiros, last two neiros. Omaleir, so that's good to say there of Abaya. That first comes the Chomesh Neiros, then comes the Dama Tomid, then comes the Shtei Neiros. O Malera Popol Abaya, V'yema, why don't you say like this? Chad Shagil Dishmas Be'Rapanimi. You have true, there are two extra Baboike Baboikes by the Shnei Gziriatsim. In Parshat Tzav, it says an extra two times. So why don't you put one Baboike to the Parsh of the Dishmas Be'Rapanimi, to clean out the Be'Rapanimi. What does that mean? The nekad mele dama tomid, that it should come before the dama tomid. Why? To hochot los of ochotrei, as if to say the dishmas bechapnimi is going to have three, and the dama tomid only has two. So mele that should come first, and v'chad shad to dama tomid, and one baboiker add on to the dama tomid, to the korban atomid, to nekad mele latovus chomish neris. As if to say the korban atomid now should even come before the atovish chomish neris. In other words, the dishmas be'chapnimi that comes first. Like that we know anyway. That's what we hold like that. That the dishmas be'chapnimi comes before. But we're saying now maybe use the extra baboiker for the dishmas be'chapnimi, and the second extra baboiker used for the dam atomid. So you have no extra baboikers for the hatovish chomish neris. So therefore, it comes out the korban atomid has two times as if baboiker baboiker. And the Chatovas Chomish Neiros also has two times Baboike Baboike. So maybe it's a svara that the Korban Atomid should come before the Neiros. Why? Gemara says, V'yaf agav to'ochotrei v'ochotrei, even though both of them like only have two times Baboike Baboike, you're adding an extra Baboike to the Korban Atomid. So as if it says now two times Baboike Baboike. But the Atovas Chomish Neiros in Pasha Tzav, in Pasha Shemais Lamid, also says two times Baboike Baboike. So how do we know which one comes first? Like, why do you want to say the Korban Atomid maybe should come before even the Hatovas Chomesh Neiros, even cleaning out the first five Neiros? So Gemara says, why? Mechap Rodif, because the Svara, the Korban Atomid, should come first. Because since that's a Mechap, you bring in Korbanus, it's the Korban Oilom, it's Mechap on Essay and Leisa Sa'an Itzav Yasei, so that's a Svara, the Korban Atomid maybe comes before even the Hatovas Chomesh Neiros. That's the Kasha. How does Abaye know to say that first comes the Hatovas Chomesh Neiros, then comes the Dama Tomid? Maybe no. Maybe first comes the Dama Tomid, and then comes the Hatovas Chomesh Neiros. And the Gemarim came, if so, Afsuke b'mayim afsaktaluhu. What are you going to divide in between the Hatovas Haneris? Like we know that's halachom, you have to first do five, and then you do two. And there has to be something in between them. So if you're going to tell me now that the Dam HaTomid comes before the Neris, so you have no avodah to divide up the two of the Neris between the first five and the last two. So therefore it's a svarom that first comes the HaTovas Chomesh Neris. Then take care of the Korban HaTomid in between. And then do the HaTovas of the last two Neris. But if you're going to tell me the Dam HaTomid comes first, so then you have the Chomesh Neris and the Shnei Neris. What goes in between? To say the Keteris, Abaye now is going according to Abba Shoyal. But Abba Shoyal Dashans will soon see later that the Keteris comes later. So if the Keteris would come later, and the Dam HaTomid comes before, so you have nothing to divide up in between the HaTovas and Eris. So Gemara says, Hanichla Resh Lakish, it's good according to Resh Lakish, this will not be a kashum. The Yomer, the Resh Lakish says, what's the reason, Amod Namaisam, that when you're fixing up the Neris, you have to divide. You have to stop after five Neris, stop, do something else, then do the last five. What do we have to stop in between for? So Resh Lakish Svari is the Yomer. Loma Mativin V'chayzrim U'mativin. Why is there such a halacha that first you have to fix up, clean out five Neris, and then later you go to fix up another two Neris? In order to, like, to make a tumult, to make noise in the Azara, as if to say, we're here, we're in the Beis HaMikdash. Like, it's nice that a lot of people should be in the Beis HaMikdash. So today, to divide up the Avodas Nef, that's the reason why we do it. Is a Mela, Shapir, then everything is good. It's according to Resh Lakish, you don't badavka have to do an Avodah in between the two Neris. It's Tam and Inyan. First clean out the first five Neris, then stop, take a break, and come back and do the last two Neris. But Yitaka don't have to have an avoid in between. So according to Resh Lakish, yes, a good kasha now. Maybe the Korban HaTomid came before the HaTovas HaNeris, and the Keteris came after the whole Neris, and in between there was nothing. Maybe they just stopped, like Resh Lakish would hold. It's enough if you just stop, just to make a tumult there. The Rashi says, Shapir, yesh techolayim leyasek b'neim, lahamtin, just on wait in between cleaning the first five Neris and the last two Neris. Ben Elul Yelul. Lot says to go out, Velikonis then come in again. Velotei Avoide Ben Tayin. You don't have to have an Avoide in between them. So according to Resh Lakish, he has a good kasha now. Elul Rabbi Yechanan, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Yomer, he says no. Ba Boiker, the Posik says in Shemois Lamed, by the Atovas Aneris. Ba Boiker, two times, Hidashin, it means Chokeyu Lishnei Bekorim. As if to divide it up, that there are two different Avoides. There has to be an Avoide in between them. Shrashel Rabbi Yechanan, to Doris Baboike, Behetiv was Haneros, that means Chokeyel Abeis Neros, Lishnei Bekorim. Elu Yikadmu Li Avoida Achas, that two, one of them, verse 5, has to come before an Avoida, and some come after an Avoida. Alma, we see, Yesh Avoida Benayim, there has to be an Avoida working between them. Then you can't answer. Let's do the dishin in between. If you're going to tell me that first you'll do the neiris and then the dishin mizbech apnimi, you'll be mavra la mitzvahs, like Resh Lakish said before. Now do another avoida. There's nothing left in between. Like, you can't take any other avoda and put it in here. So, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that's the raya, we can't hold your drashim. As we hold that first you do the Atovas Chomesh Neris, then you do the Dam HaTomid, then you do the Shnei Neris. That's good, according to Rabbi Yechanan. You have to have an avoda in between. The Korban HaTomid is in between. But if you're going to tell me now, put the Boiker by the Korban HaTomid, to tell me that the Korban HaTomid comes before even the Chomesh Neris, so then it's a shver. You have nothing to put in between the first five Neris and the last two Neris. So that's why we say not like that. They would rather put the Korban HaTomid that was done in between the first five and the last two. Yeah. Omale Ravina Ravashi. Hi, Baboiker, the eighth Mimi Aser. So the whole Gemara we're going now is that the two times it says Baboiker, Baboiker in Tzav, by the Gziri Eitzim is extra. So therefore we're putting it by the Atovas Chomesh Neris. For the Gemara is an extra. For me, Boiler Lagufa, we need it for itself. To Koma Rachmona, Nikad Mila Marocha Shnia Shekoteris. We need it to tell me that the Shnei Gziri Eitzim comes before.
that it comes before the second Marocha Shakoteris. Nikadmi the Marocha Shnei Shakoteris. Not again. I mean, Babayka Vaitas comes to teach us that first you have to make the second Marocha for the Keteris, and then you go to the first Marocham and put the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, like we had before. First you fix up the Marocha Gederlo. Then you fix up the second Marocha for the Keteris. And then you go back to the first big Marocham and you put the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. So maybe we need Babayka Vaitas to tell us this Gufa. Or Malays, the Gemara says no, for this we don't need a Posik. Before we dash in this differently, it says by the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, put it Oleho. Ole means put it on this Marocha, on the big Marocha, and not on another Marocha. Mashma, you already have two Marochas. And the Apostle says, put it on this one, not on that one. So therefore, from Oleho we know that first you do the second Marocha, and then you do the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. So why does the Apostle say, Baboiker, Baboiker? It's extra. To put it like we say now on the Hatovis Chomesh Neiros. For the Gemara, Maishna Diyoved Hatovis Chomesh Neiros Bereisha. How come when you fix up the menorah, first you take care of five Neiros? Never Hatovis Shnei Neiros Bereisha. Why don't the beginning first only take care of two, and then do the Dama Tomid, and then fix up the last five? Have the Gemara Pasha and Svara. Kivon Diyaschol Bhu Ovid Ruba. Once you start to fix up the menorah, the svara right away, go to fix up right of the neiros. Therefore, fix up five of them. So Elamai, what we have to leave over something for later. That was the svara before Baboiker. We divide up the atavis neiros. So true, some has to come first and some comes later. So say now, do roiv at the beginning, do five first. Fretigumara better. Veneva chis. Why don't you do six neiros at the beginning? If it's a svara to do as much as possible, so true, you have to leave over something for later. So leave over just one for later. But right now, do six at a time. After Gemara, makro, peheitivu es ha neiros, yak tirenu. Ve'ye neiros p'chusas mishtayim. Mash, for the second fixing up, has to have neiros. However, whenever you fix up the neiros, you have to go to at least fix up two at a time. So if you leave over one, it's no good. The Bible says, peheitivu es ha neiros. You have to fix up at least two at a time. So therefore, we have to leave over at least two neiros. So that's why first we have five at the svara, do rive at the beginning, and at the end we leave over two to mekayim the posik the hetiv was a neiros. Vayta v'yaneiros pachas mishdayim. V'hatov ashtei neiros kedemas l'kteiros. This was Abaye's svara, according to Abishol, that first you took care of all the neiros, you finished the shtei neiros, and then you went to do the kteiros. Not like the Rabbonin say. Now why does Abishol hold like this? The Yom HaKro, the posik says, v'hetivu es haneiros, Mashma, first fix up all the neiros, and then you go to bring the keteris. Then Abishol said, after you bring the keteris, then you come back to the korban atomid to burn the pieces of meat. The Tanya will learn like this: Yukdam dover, make something come first. Shenema boy baboiker baboiker, ledover shloinema boy ella boiker echad. Hey, the neiros. Yeah, the Keteris comes first, because the Keteris says, Baboiker, Baboiker. Therefore, the Keteris comes before burning of the Evorim. The Evorim only says one time, Baboiker. Therefore, the Keteris that says, Baboiker, Baboiker, comes before the burning of the Evorim for the Korban Atomit. El Baboiker Echad, Bavad. The Evorim Lemincha. Now, after we burn the Evorim, the pieces of meat of the Korban Atomit, then we go to bring the Minchas Nesachim that came with the Korban Atomit. The Tanya we learned. Minayin shloye dover koidim the tomet shachar. How do we know you don't bring anything before the tomet shachar? So Rashi, minayin shloye dover. Niten al marocha gedola koidim liyevri tatomid. How do we know there's nothing to be burnt on the big marocha before we burn the evorim of the korban atomid? In other words, the mincha, there was the kemitza from the mincha, and the kemitza of the mincha you had to put on the marocha. So the question is now, what came first? Did they first burn the pieces of meat of the korban atomid, or did they first make the mincha and burn the mincha? So bring in a raya now that first you brought the evorim. Because he says here, how do we know? Shlo yei dover koidim l'tomet ha-shachar. How do we know that nothing was burnt on the marocha before they burnt the pieces of meat from the korban atomid? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, v'orach oleho ho'oyla. V'yom ha'rova ho'oyla.